When Mark Benioff found himself unable to get out of bed one summer morning in 1996, he was living what most would consider a dream life. As Oracle's youngest vice president, with all the trappings of success, money, status, power, he nonetheless felt profoundly empty. This crisis led to a sabbatical in India, where he encountered Amma, the hugging saint, who offered him simple yet transformative wisdom. In your quest to succeed and make money, don't forget to do something for others. This chance encounter planted the seed for what would become Salesforce, now a $120-plus billion company that has fundamentally changed both the software industry and how businesses approach their role in society. At its core, Trailblazer delivers a revolutionary message. In today's world, doing well by doing good isn't just admirable. It's essential for business success. Sunday drives with his father, Russell, through San Francisco profoundly shaped Benioff's business philosophy. Traveling between his father's six dress shops and their Buick station wagon, young Mark observed his father's meticulous approach, gathering sales data, moving popular merchandise strategically, and maintaining impeccable integrity. While Mark respected his father's dedication, he knew technology was his own calling, dismantling the family telephone at age 4 and writing his first program at 15. His father's principles became embedded in Salesforce's DNA. Russell's unwavering integrity and commitment to employees and customers left a lasting impression. Watching his father struggle with analog business operations inspired Salesforce's founding vision, cloud-based software that would free small business owners from administrative burdens. Meanwhile, his maternal grandfather, Marvin Lewis, a prominent attorney and city supervisor, contributed Salesforce's ambitious spirit and commitment to the common good, inspiring the company's 1% pledge of product, equity, and employee time to nonprofits. In 2015, Benioff faced a defining moment when Indiana passed legislation allowing discrimination against LGBTQ customers. When Scott McCorkle, CEO of Salesforce Marketing Cloud in Indianapolis, called about the issue, employees were demanding action. Though challenging a state government felt unfamiliar, Benioff tweeted that Salesforce would dramatically reduce our investment in IN. Other business leaders joined, and within days, Governor Pence signed a revised bill preventing discrimination. This stand became pivotal for Salesforce. Rather than hurting the business, it strengthened company culture and raised its profile. The Indiana situation proved that no single person controls a company's moral compass. If leadership won't act, employees will demand accountability. The following year, Sarah Franklin suggested calling their most advanced practitioners trailblazers, people who want to learn to better the world, aren't afraid to explore, crave innovation, enjoy solving problems, and giving back. This mindset extends beyond technology to people with convictions who speak up against injustice and believe in building a better future. When Toyota faced safety recalls affecting 8 million vehicles in 2010, CEO Akio Toyoda admitted they had pursued growth over the speed at which we were able to develop our people and organization. His humble apology, bowing before reporters and taking personal responsibility, demonstrated commitment to restore trust. This resonated with Benioff, who had established Salesforce's first international office in Japan. Though less recognizable than Google or Facebook, Salesforce has prioritized transparency. From inception, the company asked customers to trust them with sensitive data stored in the cloud, a radical concept in 1999. During a 2005 management offsite, when their site went down, Parker Harris suggested, "Let's tell everyone exactly what's happening in real time." Despite executive concerns about showing vulnerabilities, they created trust.salesforce.com, providing real-time information on system performance and issues. The 2018 Edelman Trust Barometer showed 70% of respondents identified building trust as a CEO's primary responsibility, even ahead of producing quality products, rising to 76% by 2019. In today's business landscape, vulnerability isn't weakness, it builds competitive advantage. In 2013, Benioff received an urgent call that Salesforce was about to lose their biggest customer, Merrill Lynch. Their financial advisors found the software slow and unintuitive, with simple tasks requiring multiple clicks and long wait times. Benioff tasked Simon Mulcahy with a Get Well program. Visiting Merrill Lynch offices nationwide, Simon discovered the issue went beyond software glitches. When he focused on understanding broader challenges, he learned advisors needed smarter tasks that could trigger proactive client alerts and guide them to useful market data. This philosophy of addressing deeper needs evolved into Dreamforce, their annual gathering that's grown from 1,000 attendees in 2003 to 170,000 participants from 90 countries. Today's Dreamforce celebrates customers, with 2,700-plus educational sessions largely led by customers themselves, creating a virtuous circle where successful users encourage others to join the community. In summer 2015, Benioff launched a company-wide AI initiative with Salesforce's top engineers, targeting Dreamforce 2016. The vision was using AI to find patterns in massive datasets beyond human detection, ultimately improving everything they did. Albert Einstein was Benioff's first great role model, admired for his genius, moral conviction, and childlike wonder. Steve Jobs became another influence after they met during Benioff's 1984 Apple internship. When seeking Jobs' advice in 2003, Benioff received three key insights: project the future, secure a major account to grow 10x in 24 months, and build an application ecosystem. The AI initiative was aptly named Einstein for the world's smartest CRM. A small engineering team worked intensively in a Palo Alto lab, introducing Salesforce Einstein at Dreamforce 2016. They enhanced their AI capabilities through strategic talent acquisition. What distinguishes their approach is connecting innovation consistently to purpose, creating technology that solves real human problems rather than innovating for its own sake. In late 2018, Benioff confronted San Francisco's homelessness crisis, 7,500 individuals and 1,200 families homeless in a city of innovation and wealth. The contrast between the Salesforce Tower and suffering on the streets was unsustainable. Despite years of charitable work, the problem worsened, requiring systemic change through consistent funding that only businesses could provide. Benioff supported Proposition C, a ballot measure applying a 0.5% tax to the city's largest businesses to generate $300 million annually for homeless services. Despite opposition from most tech CEOs, he campaigned vigorously, viewing community protection as essential to business success. When Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey opposed it, Benioff challenged his contributions to homeless initiatives. The measure passed with 61% support. While Klaus Schwab describes our current fourth industrial revolution of technological transformation, Benioff envisions a fifth industrial revolution, focused on harnessing progress for common good. Today's workers seek purpose, requiring businesses to ask not just are we doing well, but are we doing good? Being a trailblazer means taking the long view, not just 5 years, but 50 or 100. And creating a better world for future generations. In an era of eroding trust, businesses have both the opportunity and responsibility to become platforms for positive change.